Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of It's a Definite Maybe, a podcast for those of you who are just trying to figure it all out, with your favorite co-hosts, as always, Stella and Rosie. On today's episode, we're going to chat you through our thoughts on tattoos. And spoiler, this is something that we don't agree on. So I have been thinking a lot recently about what tattoo I'm going to get next. Ooh.
No. You haven't had a tattoo in a long time.
I know. It's probably been about five or six years.
Four or five years, maybe.
Yeah, maybe 4 or 5 years, I think, since my last one.
What's inspired the new one?
I don't know. Like, nothing in particular. I think I've just seen lots of really cool tattoo artists on Instagram and things like that lately, and have just been like, oh, it would be really cool to get another one. Like, I've wanted to get another one for ages,
yeah,
but it's only been maybe in the last couple of months or so where I've been really like, ooh, yeah, I'm like sold on this idea now. I have a better idea of what I want and where I want it and all that sort of stuff. It's just more a matter now of finding a good tattoo artist and, you know, finalizing the design and all of that sort of stuff.
Is that, like, hard to do, like, finding a tattoo artist? Because my Instagram and TikTok feed are very different to yours then.
There are so many artists out there. And I think it's one of those tricky things where artists typically take photos of their work when it's fresh. And, I mean, like, if an artist knows what they're doing, then it's going to look beautiful when it's fresh, of course. But the real test is how the tattoo wears over time. And, like, upkeep and all of that sort of stuff. And, yeah, so
I know nothing about this.
Yeah, there's, like a lot of complexities to it.
That's going to hurt.
Unfortunately, it does kind of go a little bit beyond, oh, it's pretty and, like, I like how this looks, because you've got to take care of tattoos, and if they're in sun-exposed areas, then you've got to, like, put sunscreen on, otherwise colours can fade and, you know, naturally things wear over time anyway. Like, even my tattoos, they're only really tiny, but they're more kind of fuzzy looking, I guess, slightly than when I first got them done. So people get tattoos touched up, all that sort of stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of upkeep if you have, like, big intricate pieces and things like that. But some lines can end up being really muddy, or your body heals weirdly and things end up being patchy. And there's just a lot to consider in terms of the artist that you go with and the design that you go with and quality of materials and all of this sort of stuff. Like, so many different things to consider. But it's so funny because once you start looking at tattoo artists, all of a sudden Instagram chucks you ads for artists. And so I've been liking and following and saving posts of artists with styles that I really like and styles that are similar to the type of tattoo that I want to get as well. And that's how I'm finding out about different artists. Okay. So, yeah, I'm just kind of putting the feelers out there at the moment. I'll eventually reach a certain point where I start reaching out for quotes and things like that. And, yeah, but it's very exciting. But I thought we would have a bit of a chat about tattoos generally. And I know we kind of see this topic differently. Like, I have tattoos, you don't. So we thought this might be a kind of fun one to chat about an area where we don't necessarily see eye to eye on it.
So I think what's interesting is that going through that sort of Tumblr age, you and I, like, like peak YouTube influencer era, like 2014 to maybe 2018 or somewhere around there, maybe even earlier, I think getting tattoos and belly piercings was really in, but also, I guess, similar for our age, because we were, like, late teens or, you know, mid-teens to early 20s. And that, you know, that's the age where a lot of people are going through change and teenage angst. They're like, oh, my God, everyone's getting a belly piercing. That means they're cool. I mean, identity crisis. Who didn't go through that at 16?
Totally, yeah.
But there was definitely a period where I was hell-bent on getting a tattoo. And my mum, who I know listens to every one of her episodes, she always DMs us after she listens. So cute. Love her. Hi, mum. She hates tattoos. She never wanted me to get one. Always, like, instilled from me, yeah, just don't get a tattoo. You'll regret it. And, you know, being a rebellious 15-year-old, I was like, nah, I'm going to get a tattoo. And I never did. I never got one. I still don't have any. And I probably won't get any. And I wouldn't say I necessarily hate tattoos, but I do have this weird aversion to them, and it's a very, very awful stereotype bias that I have in my head of, oh, if someone has a lot of tattoos, they're not trustworthy, or they're you know, they're dodgy or they're going to steal from me or they're a threat, which is an awful bias. And I absolutely hate that. And it is something I'm always trying to change because that's such an awful judgment to have about someone I've never met. But I guess the reason I never end up getting one is because I'm very indecisive. Anything I'm ever deciding on, I have to text on. I'm like, what are your thoughts on this? And I know that they're expensive. I could never decide where I wanted a tattoo or what kind of tattoo I wanted. And the last bit is I'm scared of needles and I have a really low pain threshold.
Yeah, that is kind of a big factor. So
that was part of it. But it's obviously a bit different for you. You've got, what, two tattoos?
Two, yeah. Yeah. And they're only really small.
They're so pretty. Yeah. That's what I like. I think I like that yours will age well and they're not trashy. They're not like a little like, oh my God,
they're tramp, not kind of stamp. Of the time. They're not like dated or
an ex's name.
Yeah, no. Nothing like that, thankfully.
I think a lot of our audience would overlap with people that know or follow Laura Henshaw and Steph Claire Smith, who are the founders of Keep It Cleaner. And years ago, Laura, her now husband, Dalton, got a tattoo on his chest that says Laura. And it was pretty, I think it was pretty early into their relationship, maybe 1 or 2 years. And I always thought, oh my God, what if they break up? It's the only tattoo he has. And now they're married and they're obviously really happy and it's worked out great. But I've always just thought people that get name tattoos, I'm like, oh, what if it doesn't end well? Or you hear the horror stories of couples and someone wants to get back at the cheating partner so that they convince them, oh my God, let's get matching name tattoos. The person who's the cheater will go on first and then get the name of the partner. And then the other one will be like, haha, fuck you. Like,
just
I'm done.
Kidding, bye.
So, yeah. And I'm just like, I could never.
Yeah, it's one of those things where there are some artists who will just straight up refuse to tattoo people's names on them.
Smart.
There's others who just kind of don't really care and they're like, well, if you're getting a tattoo, like you sign a waiver anyway.
I'm getting paid.
You know, yeah, it's money in my pocket. It's a funny story if this turns out badly for you. So it doesn't really affect me either way. But yeah, there are some tattoo artists who will say no to doing tattoos like that because they're like, I understand if you really want it and you've thought about it a lot. But at the same time, you know, it's not something that I feel comfortable with. I don't think there are many artists like that anyway, but it's always been this whole thing where you're totally jinxing the relationship if you get their name tattooed or something like that. But there are artists who say rather than getting their name or something that's like directly related to them specifically, get something that is something that the two of you have in common and get a matching tattoo or, you know, get something that represents your relationship but isn't just something that's special about your relationship. It's something that you love as well, so that even if, God forbid, things don't work out, you can still look at that tattoo and be like, oh, even though it does remind me of that person, I still love this thing, so yay, I'm still happy with it. But, you know, to each their own. It is funny though, because you did kind of briefly touch on the perception of people with tattoos as, you know, historically it's been, oh, if you're from the wrong side of the tracks and if you're scummy and you're a criminal and, you know, whatever. But in the past, tattoos kind of have represented that in certain communities as well. It has been, like, tattoos hold a certain cultural significance in certain cultures. And even in like ancient cultures, like ancient Egyptian culture and things like that, tattoos have always held a certain significance and meaning to them as well.
I mean, even in New Zealand culture, it's very culturally prominent and traditional.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's something that like Maori people wear on their body with pride because it represents 100%. Who they are, where they're from, their history, and it acts as an identifier for them and is something that they're really proud of. So it's interesting kind of seeing our generation now and the mentality shifting from things holding the same meaning that they used to, but still assigning certain significance to tattoos in certain cultures in particular as well. But I do think our generation is generally more open to tattoos and kind of breaking down the taboos of what they actually mean.
Even
and
in
they're
the workplace
more
too,
common, I guess.
I've seen a lot of conversations around Well, I mean, like, you know, 20 years ago, having a tattoo at work in the office is not professional. You must cover up. And now today there's so much more discourse finally about it changing, being like, it doesn't matter if you have tattoos, like, it's fine.
Totally.
Maybe don't put like a penis on your face, but like, you know, make some good choices, hopefully.
Well, it is an interesting one because there are certain schools of thought where people say, well, if someone is going to judge me based on my tattoo and make an assumption about my ability to do my job, then they're not the type of person that I want to be doing business
with. Probably not.
Realistically, at the end of the day, there are still a lot of companies out there with really traditional structures.
Very old school.
And old school companies. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't want to work with them. It just means that in that particular area, your values don't necessarily align. So it can sometimes be good to be able to cover up tattoos if that is going to help the relationship. But at the same time, it is unfair that there is that perception that just because I have tattoos or I have colored hair or I have piercings or something like that, it means that I'm somehow less capable of doing my job.
Which is literally not true at all.
Absolutely. Like, my work mum, shout out to you, Vic, you're amazing.
Hell yeah, Vic.
She has brightly colored hair. She is one of the most badass women that I know. She's so good at her job.
Oh. Slay.
But she would receive instant judgments from certain people who assume that just because she presents herself visually in a particular way, it means that, you know, she's not capable or whatever. And she soon proves them wrong. And it's amazing to watch.
I love that.
But it is one of those things where you do have to kind of understand and accept that some people are going to view you differently because of how you present yourself.
Yeah.
But that's kind of like with anything, how you present yourself generally impacts how people perceive you.
Yeah.
And, you know, in certain contexts, there's a certain level of control that you may need to have over that image if you want to get a certain result out of it, I guess. But it is funny because with my tattoo that I'm planning on getting, I want it on my forearm, which is a very visible location.
Yeah. I was going to say, so, the ones on your wrist are a little bit more subtle.
Yeah, like I can wear a watch or, you know, bracelets or something like that and cover them up. And funnily enough, so the story behind getting my very first tattoo, my parents were always like, oh no, don't get a tattoo, blah, blah, blah. You know, same old, you'll
same
regret
as most
it.
Parents
People
our
are going
age.
To judge you for it. You know, it's unprofessional, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It's going to ruin your job prospects, you know, all of that kind of traditional mindset. And it was really funny because I knew that they were overreacting. I knew that what I wanted was really tiny because my first tattoo was my little star tattoo on my wrist.
Yeah.
And so I knew that they were overreacting and I'd said to them on multiple occasions, I'm going to be able to cover this thing up. Like, you're making it out like it's this massive tattoo on my face
or something
that's immediately visible when you see me, but I'm going to be able to cover it up with a watch or, you know, whatever, really, really easily. And so to prove a point, I got the tattoo and for, I think, like 3 or 4 months or something like that, I'd covered up my tattoo with a watch or with hair ties or something like that on my wrist. And eventually it got to the point where my parents never said anything.
They never
noticed. And I had to say to them, you guys realize I got a tattoo like months ago, right?
Oh my God. They're like, yeah.
And that was whole thing out the window because it was like, well, you guys didn't even realize. I've absolutely proved my point.
That's so funny.
It's not an issue because if I don't want you to see my tattoo, you won't see my tattoo.
That's so good.
It was fun.
Oh my God, I feel so bad for your parents.
But at the end of the day, it is your body.
Yeah.
And like, I do have a specific rule with getting tattoos.
What's your
so
rule?
For me, I have to want it for an absolute minimum of 6 months, if not multiple years.
Mm-hmm.
And if I still want the same thing after multiple years and like the exact same thing, the design, you know, all of that sort of stuff, the placement, if I'm that set on it after a year, 2 year, 5 years, whatever, I just go get it because that is enough time to have passed where you grow and you change and you go through different phases. And if it is just one of those kind of snap decisions that you make and all of a sudden you have this thing permanently on your body and there's a chance that you could regret it, if you've let yourself go through enough time passing, chances are it's not going to be that.
Yeah.
So for me, that's my rule with things. And I'm sure a lot of people out there can identify with you and saying, oh, well, there's nothing really that I like really love enough to have tattooed on my body, or nothing that I'm so set on for a long period of time to have tattooed on my body. And to be honest, it's probably a great thing that you didn't get any of those things that you did want tattooed on your body. Because if this is how you feel now, and there's not that one thing that you're like, oh, but that would still be amazing, or I would love that, then that tells you all that you need to know.
Yeah. And I mean, I wrote down two thoughts that I had, and they were both around the time of like 2016 and wanting tattoos. One of them was definitely like trendy, and it was a semicolon tattoo.
I have one. I do.
I forgot that. That's with your, is it next to your moon?
Yeah, it's next to my moon. So the two tattoos that I have are a star on my right wrist and then a moon and a semicolon tattoo on my left wrist. And the one on my left wrist, even though it is quite simple, I designed it myself.
Cute.
Because I had searched online for moon and semicolon tattoos, and nothing really at the time, at least. I don't know if there are things that basically match exactly what I have now. But at the time, nothing really felt quite right to me. So I ended up just drawing it myself, basically, and ended up taking that into the shop and saying, hey, can you do this for me? And they kind of cleaned up the little moon and then changed the positioning and everything. But it was really funny because when I was designing that as well, my initial designs, I had the semicolon, like, so it's a crescent moon, and I had the semicolon kind of in the middle of the crescent moon. So it looked like a weird, like, winky smiley face. And I'm so glad that I had gone through enough iterations of this design where we moved the semicolon a bit smaller and made it down sort of in line with like the bottom of the crescent moon, so it doesn't really look very like weird smiley facey. Like, it does a little bit kind of wonky on one side, but it's not like the first thing that you see, because that's the type of thing where if I'd gotten that original design tattooed on me, I would have looked down at that and been like, that's really fucking annoying. Cringe. I can never see anything different.
I know. I just did a quick Google of moon and semicolon tattoo, and they're all bloody awful. Or one of them is like using the circle of the semicolon as one of the phases of the moon, like the waning and waxing, whatever it's called. Is that right? Waxing? I don't know. Waning, wait, whatever. The phases of the moon, and they all look horrendous. They all look like they're from 2016, whereas yours are pretty nice. They're just like simple sort of line drawings or fine line, which is super nice.
Yeah, and there are some really nice tattoos. And look, at the end of the day, I think it's one of those things where if you love your tattoo, nothing else really matters.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter what people think of it, and it doesn't matter what people say, because it's your body. It was your choice to put it on your body. Yeah. And if you love it, then great. Like, that's awesome. So it's one of those things where people will always have their opinions on everything.
Yeah.
And there are certain tattoos that do look quite dated and of the time and everything. And I did want
like a dream catcher tattoos. Or something.
Well, I mean, there are lots of people where dream catchers have significance to them, but it was definitely very trendy.
Totally.
In, you know, the kind of late aughts, late noughties, like early 2010 kind of period.
Yeah.
Where that was a tattoo that lots of people were getting, or like the infinity symbol.
Oh my god, I'm so glad I never got an infinity symbol. I'd literally hate myself right now if I did. Like,
yeah, there's a lot of things that were very much of the time, and it's not to say that if you have any of those things that it's like, oh my god, ew, like,
oh yeah, totally,
you're terrible or whatever.
Just not
but
for
it's
us.
Just yeah, they speak to a certain time.
Yeah.
So for me, like, the tattoos that I have, I mean, they're pretty simple anyway, but they're meaningful. And so I'm always going to look at these and feel like they're a part of me, because, I mean, they literally are. But I look down at them and it feels like me. Yeah. It doesn't feel like I have something like stuck on my body or like, oh, I regret having this thing. No, I'm like, no, it feels very representative of me, and it's meaningful to me, and I love them.
Do you think that tattoos need to be meaningful? Because to me, I'm pretty traditional in this, and I feel like if you're going to get something permanently on your body and you're going to pay lots of money and sit through those god-awful needles, that, like, it's, like, to me, if I did that, I'd want it to mean something to me, not just be, like, a random cat on my body or, like, an eggplant, I don't know, something random. And for some people, like, there's a YouTuber I watch called Mia Stammer, who used to, I think, no, I think she goes by Mia Sayoko now, Sayoko, mm-hmm. her actual last name. And she's covered in tattoos now, has gone like for sleeves and stuff, and she just gets tattoos because she's like, yeah, I just felt like it. Nothing behind it, just thought it looks cool. And she's happy with that and loves that. But like for me, I could never. So what are your, now that you have tattoos, so what do you think?
Yeah, I think this is one of those areas where there's not really a one-size-fits-all approach. Like it is very individual to each person who's getting a tattoo. Like for me personally, I do want my tattoos to have more meaning and for them to feel significant for me, even if it is, oh, I really love this thing and, you know, it reminds me of my childhood and brings back really positive memories, or, oh, whatever it is. But I think there are lots of people who do get tattoos just because they like how they look. And I think it's one of those things where if that works for you, then great. But for a lot of people, they do need to assign that additional layer of meaning because looks fade over time and trends change and, you know, tastes change over time as well. So if it has that additional layer of meaning, even if it is representative of a certain period of your life, then it is generally something that you can kind of stand behind a bit more because it's like, well, when I got this tattoo, it was really significant to me because of XYZ.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's still a perfectly valid reason to get a tattoo just because you like how it looks. But
yeah, I think so.
It is important to remember that it is on you permanently and it is very painful and expensive to get tattoos lasered off as well. So you can get them removed, but do you want to put yourself through that?
Yeah,
so,
one price.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well, basically I've learned that I'm still happy with my decision to not get a tattoo, and I'm so glad. I went through a phase when I was on exchange in Canada and I was really influenced by a lot of YouTubers and the era and like Tumblr and whatever. And I thought, oh, I'm going to get Roman numerals of the year. I think it was either 2014 or 2016. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what year, because Law DIY, another YouTuber I absolutely love, had just gotten Roman numerals on her wrist. And I was like, oh my God, I love that. I'm going to do it. Went through a phase of wearing it on my wrist in Sharpie because I was like, I'm going to fool people to think I look cool. And I thought, oh my God, this has been the best year of my life ever. I've met the love of my life. I can't wait to marry him. Turns out he was not the love of my life and it was not the best year of my life compared to like some other years that have been absolutely awesome. And yeah, so glad that past me did not commit. Thank God for commitment issues. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah. I mean, this is the thing. Like, hindsight is 20/20. So,
yeah,
it's a matter of deciding, do you love that thing enough? Yeah. And is this moment significant enough to you that even if your circumstances were to change, even if that's the last thing that you could possibly imagine, like, I'm sure at the time you couldn't have imagined you guys breaking up. But if you still wanted to get that tattoo, like genuinely wanted to get it to represent that period of your life, even if your circumstances had completely changed, then I would have said do it.
Yeah.
But if the answer is no, or there's like a slight bit of hesitation, don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't. For me though, like it's one of those tricky things where my tattoos are pretty basic bitch tattoos at the end of the day. Like I don't have...
They match though.
Butterfly and an infinity symbol and, you know, live, laugh, love on me or anything like that. But like a star is one of the most basic things that you can get.
Look, it is pretty white girl basic.
It is. But for me, it holds a lot of meaning. So my star for me, my name in Italian, which I'm not Italian, but my name in Italian means star. And I've always loved the universe and the stars and been so fascinated by outer space. And more recently, I never quite attributed this reasoning to it, but through getting to know me and who I am and what's important to me, and this kind of ties into why it's always felt really aligned with who I am and like representative and meaningful for me. But the more recent meaning that I've attached to this as well is, whenever you look up at the sky, even if it's daytime, the stars are always there. Aww. Even if you can't see them, the stars are always there. And I love the idea that I could be that in some people's lives, and that's what I want to be in some people's lives. Like, even if you can't physically see me, if I'm not there anymore, if we're not, you know, we haven't spoken for a while, you know that I'm always going to be there for you in whatever capacity I can be, if I'm still consciously alive on this planet or whatever. But I love that idea as well. Like, a lot of people look up at the stars and marvel at the stars and their beauty, and there's so much, like, there's just so much wonder in the stars. And they often, for a lot of people, bring a lot of really happy moments and positivity. Wow, I'm, like, stumbling over my words at the moment.
You sound like me.
You hear me. So that's what I want to be in people's lives as well, and I feel like that's pretty representative of who I am. So my star is, like, the thing that represents me the most, and then the moon is for my best friend Tiff. And we'd always said, well, if I represent the stars, then she's the moon. And the semicolon with that as well, for, like, mental health awareness. And mental health generally is something that's really important to me as well. And so I wanted both of those to be represented on my balancing wrist, and be like this nice little thing of, these things are also really significant to me for other reasons.
Cute.
Yeah.
So cute.
Again, basic bitch tattoos, but for me, they're really meaningful, and I feel represent who I am. So I'm happy with them.
Live, laugh, love, girly.
Yeah.
Live, laugh, love. I feel like that is, like, a really beautiful note to end on.
Sure. We can end it there.
Unless there's anything else you wanted to share. I'm just cutting you off.
No, I'm good.
Well, amazing. That's all we have time for then, lovely listeners. Thank you guys for listening along. You guys know the drill. Make sure you head over to our socials or check out our email address. Everything will be in the show notes, and we can continue the conversation over there.
And make sure to rate, review, subscribe, whatever you can do. Turn on notifications. I don't know if that's even a thing that you can do, but if you can, do that thing. No, send this to a friend who has tattoos, shitty or otherwise. We want to hear about your shitty tattoos as well. Like, let us know on socials if you have a tattoo that you regret or something that you really love. We want to see, hear all about them.
We want to hear your
otherwise
stories.
We're excited to take you along with us next time as we talk about more areas of life that don't always have a one-size-fits-all approach on It's a Definite Maybe. We'll see you next week. Bye.